The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I need fun.
The Jay Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11 a.m., here on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m. and 92.5 FM. Now here's your host, Jay Garvin's.
This segment is brought to you by Empire Title, Bill McAfee, your best of the best Colorado Springs gold winner. Jay Garvin's here, your host. Welcome to the Jay Garvin Show, where you and I have a conversation about home and mortgage talk every single week. If you're hearing my voice for the very first time, I am Jay. I come to you from the perspective of a homeowner, a real estate investment property owner, a licensed loan originator, and actually a investor and developer. But most importantly, above all of that, is I am a child of God in the kingdom of Jesus, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, and a father and a husband. Here to have a conversation with you. And if you're hearing my voice for the very first time, hi. I am Jay. I'm your friend. You can get a hold of me at 719-330-1457. I do this show and podcast right out of the KRDO studios in Colorado Springs, the Pikes Peak region on 8th Street, but we are all over the country. You can get me on iTunes, Spotify, iHeartMedia, Google Play, any of the platforms that you're used to. So if you don't hear the whole show, tune in later. Most of you will handle me for 3 to 8 minutes, but I'd love to be your friend for 54. And the rest of my life, I am very excited. I just got into the studio late because I talked to a couple more folks about an amazing event that I'm doing at 2:15 p.m. this afternoon. This literally is the last time. If you're listening on Sunday, where I do my replay or podcast, sorry you missed it, but there's an amazing, powerful movie called Sound of Freedom that my wife and I and our children, four, two natural, two inherited, I guess, that's too long for a story right now, saw Sound of Freedom when we were in Durango. The story of Tim Ballard when he was Homeland Security agent and he went to detain some very bad American men with some children from Honduras, and one child, the son, was rescued, but his sister was not, and he went back to get the sister in Homeland Security, said, sorry, Tim, you're passionate, but you can't rescue Honduran kids by foreign nationals who are drug lords in Colombia. Please come home. And he said, I can't. Turned in his badge, crowdfunded, actually, the story that became Sound of Freedom, and I am showing it free, complimentary to you, Jay Garvin Show listeners, Churchill Mortgage partners, clients, my investment property class attendees. This is the last. There's only a couple seats left. So you've got to call me this morning at 719-330-1457. I will get you your free ticket for the show today, 2:15 this afternoon. Cost you nothing, just a phone call. But I had to put that plug in there. But I'm going to talk with you with the drum roll, Matt, about how you can downsize your life and retire in a high interest rate environment. And I'm really going to break it down into three categories. I want to talk about your plan. If you're listening right now, do you have a plan for how you're going to downsize as your children are getting older and eventually leaving the nest? Number two, I'm going to talk about your budget, your income, your debt to income, your timing. How far away are you from this? Or are you just going to stay in the house that you're in right now for the rest of your life? And then thirdly, how we can look at external factors as to how it affects your plan and where you currently are with your budget. So it's going to be a fantastic show. I'm going to come back and dive right into this, talking about the concept of how you can downsize in a high interest rate environment, because it's crazy nuts out there right now, folks, and how you can actually retire in a high interest rate environment. And this is affecting everybody. My wife and I, who do have a plan, have had things shaken a little bit with inflation. We just had threats Thursday and yesterday about the United Auto Workers out in Michigan striking, walking out because inflation has grown so much. People need more income to live, let alone offsetting that with the big green movement of electrical vehicles. But all of us need to adjust our budget, adjust our plan. And I'm telling you, I'm your friend who's in the back of the farmyard digging through a pile of manure because I know there's a really pretty pony in the bottom of it. That's the perspective I take. There's a lot of positive opportunity right now when others are fearful, where you can be bold. So call me at 719-330-1457. If you would like to attend Sound of Freedom today, I've literally only got 5 tickets left out of 100. 330-1457, or call me, and I would love to help you with your next purchase or refinance transaction. I'll be back after these messages. You're listening to The Jay Garvin Show.
Oh, well, I couldn't go to work. Told the boss I was sick.
Now you can't use a car because you didn't work or live.
Sometimes I wonder what I'm going to do, but there ain't no cure for the summertime blues.
The Jay Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11 a.m., here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m., and 92.5 FM. We're back with your home mortgage Jedi, Jay Garvin's.
This segment brought to you by locally owned Rocky Mountain Climate, a family-owned business.
Hey, where's the beat?
Well, thanks so much for sticking with me. Jay Garvin's here, your friend, your radio friend, your podcast friend. And I'm really excited to talk to you today about how to downsize and retire in a high interest rate environment, because it's pretty darn difficult to do anything in a high interest rate environment, because that leads to a high inflationary environment. And I want to be positive as opposed to pessimistic and negative. And the bottom line is this, my friends, that you can do it with a budget and a plan. I know that you can go ahead and get your retirement planned, and you can downsize and go into retirement even in a better scenario now than you could have 4 years ago when interest rates were 3%. Because in 2026, probably the second to third quarter of 2025, and then into 2026, rates are going to come down. They're really only going to come down maybe from 7 or 6%. If there's something with a 5 on it, we'll be amazed if something is ever 4% again. But demand is going to go up for real estate again, which is a great time to sell your house that you're now in. But you better think about that downsizing or your plan for retirement, because people are going to be competitively asking over list price for houses as soon as those rates come down, because the demand is still there. And Warren Buffett says, when others are bold, you need to step back and be a bit fearful. And that's how I was in 2022. In the third quarter in September, I said, hey, unless something happens, which was crazy, this was just about the time that transitory inflation was kicking in. I've seen a lot of things. I knew that inflation would go up, but not as much as it did. And it's because we printed so much stimulus money into the economy. It just devalued our currency, which then skyrockets the price. People are like, I got all this extra money from stimulus. I don't care if a Starbucks coffee is $4 or $6. But then as soon as a car went from 28 to 32, or a house went from 450 to 525,000, people are like, wow, this inflation thing is pretty crazy. And what I want to talk to you about are three things. Looking at your plan, do you even have a plan? Looking at your budget, your income, your debt, your tool drawer of even doing anything else other than what you're doing right now. And then lastly, we need to look at the external factors which are going to affect you throughout the process of doing this. And this is what I mean. I've got two concepts around this. The most obvious one is I tell people, buy now and retire later. And I'll explain what that one means here. But I also, as an offshoot of buy now, retire later, I have buy now, downsize later. And this is what I want to share with you. Right now, you can see this in the Gazette. I'm not going to talk about the economic update and details of the economic update until I have Bill McAfee in next week. Buy now, retire later is a concept in more detail. When you retire, you're thinking of your location. Is it in your neighborhood? Is it in your city or is it in another state? But it's also, through my experience of 20 plus year in mortgage walking you through this, is it a downsize? So if it is a downsize, let's talk about that. The downsize is, hey, I don't need a 3,000 or 4,000 or 5,000 square foot home anymore. My wife is taking me through this right now. Jay, I love our house. I don't need a 4,600 square foot house. And I'm like, honey, you've got main floor living for the master, your office, the living room, the kitchen, the laundry room, and the garage. We just won't use the upstairs or the downstairs. And she gets that, but it would be nicer if we had a smaller house. So it's a downsize. But in this current environment, where across the board, if you look at August's numbers, last year at this time, the median priced house was $480,000. And this year, closing out August, it was $480,000. So we're not like New York or California, where there's parts of those states that are dramatically going down hundreds of thousands of dollars because of taxes, inflation, people moving, the exodus, all of that. But in Colorado Springs, there's certain neighborhoods that are still appreciating. There's other neighborhoods and zip codes, as this economic update for August for real estate shows, where a $480,000 house last year is a $480,000 house this year. But there's also houses in town that last year were selling for $550,000, and now they're selling for $480,000. This was not the case in 2019, 20, or 2021. In fact, you had to offer $15,000 to $55,000 and beyond above asking price and do appraisal gaps and all of these crazy things. You don't have to do that anymore. In fact, I really fixed up one of my houses in Divine Redeemer. It's a great corridor. And thought that I was going to sell that house for the median price, $480,000. Three bedroom, two bath, a garage, a master ensuite, a shaded lot on a desirable street in a desirable neighborhood of Divine Redeemer. And it didn't sell. I could have sold it for about $430,000 rather than $480,000 and given someone a $50,000 a year discount, but I didn't. But somebody could have bought that house. I went as low as $450,000. I had it on the market for 3 extra weeks before I took it off and put a new renter in there. And if you were downsizing, you could have bought my $500,000 house, easily sold for $500,000 in 2021, for $450,000. Keep your bigger house now or retain your house for the next several years as a rental. Move into this main level living 1954, fixed up rancher, all brick, shaded lot, comfortable living, main level layout. And where others right now are fearful, you could be bold with your plan and buy that house that you want to downsize in now and downsize later. And you save $50,000 if it costs you $500 extra every month because the interest rate is 7% rather than 4%. If you take the $50,000 that you saved and divide it by $500 a month for the next couple years you have to pay, that puts you ahead for 100 months. And if you think you're going to retire in the next 7 to 10 years, this is a plan that you have to apply. Because a $500,000 house that is now $450,000 in certain neighborhoods in Colorado Springs will be a $550,000 house in 7 years. So you can save $100,000 by planning effectively. You say, Jay, where do I get the money to buy this house if I'm not selling mine? Well, you call me at 719-330-1457. That's a whole separate radio show. I will have a 30-minute conversation with you for free to see how you can get the money. Because then if you've got a $600,000 house now that may or may not sell for $650,000 or whatever it is right now, you can keep that house, get a property manager, just turn it into an investment property for at least 1 to 3 of the next years until the market responds. And I know it's going to recover by 2026. It might not be 2024 or 2025, but I guarantee you, worst case scenario, and as long as you've lived in that house 2 of the last 5 years, you still don't have any capital gains. And if you follow that simple plan, I can personally, right there in that one move with no tax, I can change the trajectory of your retirement and downsizing by more than $100,000 with that one consultation and assisting you making that one move. I had a friend of mine, Billy, who called me, or actually I called him and we were talking, and he said, Jay, the fact that you helped me buy real estate when I didn't think I could changed the trajectory of my whole life. I went from having a net worth of $10,000 or $40,000, and now it's hundreds of thousands of dollars. And I just said, hey, my friend, you, the radio listener, you do the heavy lifting. I'm just trying to give you a little input about what did I say? Having a plan. Does that plan include you downsizing in this city, in your neighborhood? Where are your children going to be? Maybe you've determined that you want to retire somewhere else. I'm doing a radio show next week about Colorado migration and real estate. You know, we just finished out the every 10 years census. The 2010 to 2020 census just came out. And I'm going to talk about this next week with how many people have migrated into Colorado and how many have migrated out. But maybe you see yourself retiring in Florida. Maybe see yourself retiring in Texas, Missouri. I'll go over that. But if you are going to retire now, you're a little bit late. But if you're going to retire later, buy a house in Missouri now. Buy a house in Florida now, just like my good friends Dale and Jenny did, and retire later, and you're going to save $100,000 over the next 2 to 4 years just by buying now, especially in a popular state like Florida. You've got more time with Texas because the appreciation and the demand isn't going up as much, but you can do that. And then the final thing that I want to talk about in the power segment to finish the show is let's look at your budget, your income, your timing, and those external factors about whether you want to retire and downsize in this state or another state. And that's how we'll put a fancy little bow on this present. But don't go anywhere. I've got a good friend and a special guest, Jason Holmes, coming in to play Stump the Chump. And we'll have a good conversation. And I will continue to talk with you about how to downsize and retire in a high interest rate environment. This literally is the last segment that I'm going to tell you immediately after this show, 2:15 p.m. today, private movie screening for Sound of Freedom, a very impactful movie. I'm showing it on behalf of my family, on behalf of the Jay Garvin Show, and on behalf of Churchill Mortgage and KRDO to inspire you and say our children are not for sale. You call me at 719-3301-457 if you want a ticket. If you're listening to Sunday or podcast, so sad, event's over. Jay Garvin's, you've been listening. Don't go anywhere.
The Jay Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11 a.m., here on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m. and 92.5 FM. We're back now. Here's Jay Garvin's.
This segment is brought to you by Aero Moving and Storage.
See people rocking, hear people chanting, feeling hot, hot, hot. Keep up the spirit, come on, let's do it, feeling hot.
Welcome back to the Jay Garvin Show, where you and I are having a conversation about, hey, downsizing and retiring in a high interest rate environment. You know, how can you buy a small house now and occupy it later? Because interest rates are so high, people are more fearful, less buyers, more cautious sellers. You can get a house for $50,000 less. Now, I want to walk you through this. You also can use this plan for retirement as well. Call me at 719-330-1457. I would love to walk you through your plan for your next purchase mortgage or refinance mortgage. But these high interest rate environments and the high inflationary environment doesn't just affect your mortgage or real estate. It affects everything. And as I do on a regular basis every month, I've got my good friend and also fellow business owner in the studio, Jason Holmes from a family-owned Rocky Mountain Climate.
Hey, Jim. How you doing?
I love your energy today. I want to take a break because as you and I talk, I'm telling you, sometimes I think I'm smarter than God wanted me to be because I woke up this morning and it was freezing and I'm like, oh, I got to make sure all four of my investment properties in my primary residence are set to go. And I thought, rainbow boiler, Three Eagles, new HVAC system with Jason. My house, new HVAC system with Jason. Pleasant, new HVAC system with Jason. I'm like, not only do not have to worry, but we did all of that before inflation kicked in.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's time to stump the chump with the host. No matter what the question is, hopefully many of them are inflation or at least fall season oriented. You need to shoot from the hip and give me some questions here, buddy. What do we got to play with?
Yeah, we're going back a little bit, back in the past.
That's okay. I appreciate it.
Stump the chump. Question number one.
Okay.
You better get all these right this time, too.
If not, Matt's going to come in here and give me haymakers in my forehead.
No!
That'd be a sight.
I don't even think he could climb through
the other hand up.
I know. Okay, so what's the first question? Don't go anywhere, radio listeners. This is not scripted. I'm nervous. My palms are sweaty. Go ahead, chump. No, I'm the chump. You're the stump. Okay, go.
Okay, question one. Your family owned and operated Rocky Mountain Climate Heating and Cooling strives on honesty and integrity so our customers have peace of mind that A, Hans and Franz are really going to
pump you up.
Okay.
B, they are getting quality work and craftsmanship at an honest price.
Okay.
Or C, tomatoes are really a fruit, not a vegetable.
I'm going right away out the gate with B.
Yes, yes, that's correct.
Wait, Matt, I appreciate the ding, ding, ding bell. That was cute. Seriously, I just had a conversation with Frankie, and I'm a pretty passionate guy.
Mm-hmm.
But your team has some spit and vinegar. I mean, Frankie, no one's the boss of her, and that's amazing. Now, I think Steve is the laid back of the three, right?
I think so.
Really? Do you think you're more laid back or Steve? Because you're pretty laid back.
Yeah.
Are you the same?
Me and my dad are like the same person. My dad's just the most humble person.
Yeah, and I see that in you. I don't know Steve as well, but I'm telling you.
Steve's the same way.
Frankie's large and in charge, whether she wants to or not. But let's go on to the next question because it's important. When you call Rocky Mountain, it's family owned. They're going to talk you through, hey, inflation is kicking our tail. How can we go ahead and get a plan together to get our furnace changed out, upgraded, serviced? Because winter's coming, folks.
Yes, it is.
Question number two.
Question two. Your family-owned and trusted Rocky Mountain Climate Heating and Cooling has been your number one go-to HVAC company for how long? A, since the conception of the Sears Tower. Yeah, maybe.
Consideration.
B, for about around 10 minutes.
Okay.
Well. Or C, for 12 years, Rocky Mountain Climate Heating and Cooling has been proudly servicing the El Paso County area.
I know it's 12, but these... You
They're
gotta
so
get
hard,
some,
aren't they?
You got to get some so... kick in your step. And you know, I really respect that. If you're listening right now, if you think it's hard to pay your monthly bills, which I relate to, and relate to too, Jason.
Yep.
I mean, you guys, you spend a lot on gas because you live a good chunk of miles away from your business.
Yeah.
And my wife and I, we change the budget. I change who cuts my hair now. I haven't done that in 20 years. And we have a budget, but it's at a whole new level for business owners.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because you've got mouths to feed. You've got a whole team.
Yeah, yeah.
And so do I, and so does KRDO Studios. Churchill Mortgage, we're an employee-owned, but Rocky Mountain, and Garvin's Media Group, the radio show and station here, is just in our backyards.
Right.
And it's, I've cut my budget by 60%. And I know you guys have trimmed yours. Congratulations on your new address going vertical.
Yes.
So you're not giving someone rent, but now you're investing in your own future. That's a huge shift. So I'm shaking and I'm ready. Let's get the third one. I don't know how many more we're going to get in here, but shoot them at me.
These ones are tough, I tell you. I made them tough this time. Okay, question three. Rocky Mountain Climate Heating and Cooling stands above the competition by providing their customers with quality, top-notch Trane equipment because everybody knows that it's A, hard to outrun a Trane, B, hard to drive and eat at the same time, or C, hard to stop a Trane.
Well, I can't
drive.
I don't
know how you're going to get this one.
I don't know if I can drive and eat at the same time. Come on, baby. It's hard to stop a Trane because that company started in La Crosse, Wisconsin.
Yes.
My home state. You know, I tell people I am a cheesehead by birth, but a Packer fan by choice. You know, they used to have a saying in Madison when quarterback Lynn Dickey was the Wisconsin Badgers quarterback, and I don't say anything more that was, but they just said, you know, it's hard to lick something and don't. Our Bucky.
Oh, no, he didn't.
Now, I said all of that.
Oh, no, he didn't. Just
right,
say, oh, no,
Matt,
he didn't.
I didn't say anything. You put it together. But Trane comes out of Wisconsin and out of La Crosse, the same place that Heilman Brewery came out of, and the same place that you've got the beautiful Mississippi River. But it is absolutely hard to stop a Trane.
It sure is.
And I'm so proud, Fist Pump Bubbity, to have you as a partner. And to have Trane as a national company, it's the best of the best. So in the last 3 minutes, one last question.
Two more.
Two more. You better go fast. I'll shut up.
Number four. You can always reach Ashley and Taylor at Rocky Mountain Climate Heating and Cooling by calling A-867-5309-JENNY.
Okay.
Okay.
I like that one.
B-719-629-8686. Or C, by calling your evil mother-in-law.
No way. Repeat number two again. How do they get a hold of Ashley and Frankie?
At 719-629-8686.
And folks, tell them Jay told you to call. So many of you.
Yes.
In fact, Betty and Tomas, thanks for calling. You're out servicing them. Clients, last question. We got 2 minutes left.
Yes. Okay, number five question. Who would win in a fight between your family-owned and operated Rocky Mountain Climate Heating and Cooling or Chuck Norris? A, Rocky Mountain Climate Heating and Cooling. B, Ty, only because Chuck Norris got to have a tag team partner. Or C, Chuck Norris.
Chuck Norris is going to kick your butt.
No.
Yeah.
No.
what's the right answer?
Rocky Mountain Climate Heating and Cooling. Dude, you missed one. That's pretty good, actually.
I am telling you, Jason is like a foot taller than me, so he could possibly take on Chuck Norris. Hey, yeah. Chuck Norris is like 90, though.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. At least got 80%.
I know. And I'm excited, my friend, because I just got done servicing with you guys, and your services are still affordable. Your products are still affordable. And I really appreciate you from the bottom of my heart that you're a partner. I'm excited that we're going from here to the movie, The Sound of Freedom.
Yes.
So don't go anywhere. I'm going to wrap up this whole conversation about how you can actually downsize and retire in a high interest rate environment. I also want a lot of you to think, because if you're going to buy your retirement home right now, but not move into it for 3 or 5 years, I'm going to ask that you become an investment property owner. So call me at 719-330-1457. If in early October you want to come to my next Investment Property Class 101, just the principles of investment property ownership, that's 719-330-1457. I'll be right back for the power segment. You're listening to The Jay Garvin Show.
How you feeling? Hot, hot, hot. How you feeling? Hot, hot, hot. How you feeling? Hot, hot. How you feeling?
Wrap it up. I take it. Well, no more will I shop around now, baby. I know I got the best thing in town now, baby. I've seen all I want to see now, baby.
The Jay Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11 a.m., here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, and 92.5 FM. We're back with your home mortgage best friend, Jay Garvin's.
We want to pump you up.
Rap, rap.
Well, thanks for sticking with me. Jay Garvin's here. The power wrap-up of the Jay Garvin Show, how to downsize and retire in a high interest rate environment. Now, I talked to you about the concept, and this concept is buy now and downsize later. Buy now and retire later. I've done radio shows on this. This right here can save you $50,000 to $100,000 over the next 5 years, because money's saved is money earned. And that means if you're in a 3,000, 4,000, 6,000 square foot house and you know that you're going to downsize because you don't want to traverse stairs or icy sidewalks or whatever it is, live in a more compatible square footage house. If you think you're going to make that decision in the next 3 to 15 years, I suggest you make it now, especially when inflation is so high and traditional investments are so flat. I'm telling you right now that in 2024, you are not going to see your traditional investments in the market go up at all. We are going into a recession. It doesn't matter what our administration or government is saying about Bidenomics, about how fantastic it is. When you have an inverted curve with a 10-year treasury and the 1-year treasury, you know, between the Fed funds rate and the 10-year treasury, 100% of the time in the past, we've had a recession. So if you plan for that, you can take some of your money, buy a house with a down payment, pulling money out of traditional investments, buy a house now, say that house is $350,000, by 2033, in 10 years, when you want to retire in it, that house is going to be a $500,000 to $525,000 house. There's only one reason why the housing market is flat right now, and that's because interest rates are high. Now, it is further exacerbated because the interest rates are high because inflation is high, so consumer sentiment is down. But in the last segment here, I want to move on from that and say, let's look at your budget. Let's look at your income. Let's look at your debt ratio and your timing. If you're listening right now, are you 48, are you 58, or are you 68? I don't know. I've had this conversation with Dale. I've had this conversation with Andy. I've had this conversation with Paul and Mary. There's many of you that have done very, very well, but there's others of you that are behind the curve. And if you do want to retire and you have eliminated your debt and you do have some residual income, but you're sitting on several hundred thousand dollars and you don't know how those retirement funds are going to appreciate or depreciate, we need to call, because you have to shift some of those assets into real estate right now. It's just a well-known fact amongst business circles that that's what you do in inflationary or recessionary times. Invest in real property. It's crazy. When you can make 5% on a certificate of deposit, it's going to outperform your 401ks. It's going to outperform your IRAs. But the most important thing that I want to focus this power segment on is you, the individuals that don't have all your debt eliminated. You individuals that don't have enough residual income. You that really don't even know you're in your 60s, have kind of muddled through, and it's a hard pill to swallow, but I do want you to call me at 719-330-1457 because I can help you, because you don't have a budget and your timing is now critical, because now you need to start looking at the external factors around you and apply that to your retirement plan. And what I want to talk about is, I love the state of Colorado. My wife is a native. My children were born and raised here as natives, and I'm a native by marriage. But the fact of the matter is, in Colorado right now, Colorado is 10% above the average cost of living in the United States. When I moved here in 1996, we were 92% of the average cost of living in America. And now Colorado Springs is like 108%, about 8% higher. Denver is like 116% higher. You can go to some real rural areas if you go down to Lamar, if you go to some of the areas of Colorado. There's a possibility that you could retire there, and that is a very good possibility. If you go up into Park County, the taxes, the expenses, and so forth, in many occasions, is less. But also, a lot of individuals, as I'm going to talk about migration, inflow migration and outflow migration in Colorado, you might want to consider some of our neighboring states. Because right now, the top 10 states with the lowest cost of living index, many of them are neighboring states to us. And I'm helping many of you plan a retirement there. Most importantly, because your family's there, friends are there, you have a history there, or economically, and here they are. Tennessee is the 10th most affordable state to live in. It's 20% higher cost of living in Colorado than Tennessee. Same thing with Missouri. I went to Missouri and, hey, go figure. A dozen eggs was a dollar in Missouri, where here it's $4 because of our government's choices. Tennessee is 90%. Get this. Oklahoma, which we neighbor, Kansas, which we neighbor, Missouri, which we neighbor, and Iowa isn't that far away. They're all 85 to 89%. Indiana's 89%. Georgia, which I don't know much about, is 88%. Mississippi, which I've been, is 85%. So you might want to consider creating a plan of a transitional environment where you can sell a house for $400,000 here, buy a house for $200,000 in those states, and have an extra $200,000 to live on, and your eggs cost $1 rather than $4. That's a tough pill to swallow, but start getting an appetite because your budget may mandate it. So I love and appreciate you. Like I say every week, go grow and prosper. Tell someone close to you that you love them, because that's what you guys do to me every day. You make me feel loved. You make me feel important. And don't forget, it is possible for you to downsize and retire in a high interest rate environment, especially if it includes real estate right now. So call me at 719-330-1457 if I can help you with your next purchase or refinance transaction. And if you want to get on my list to learn more about investment property ownership in October, call me, 719-330-1457. Jay Garvin's. Have a great week.
The proceeding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program, and the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio. You can count
on me to be the friend I should be. Won't no one put you down when I